Today's show is brought to you by ED medication. No matter how bad your day is going, once you take it, things will start looking up.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
What are you doing up so early?
I just want to say
thank you.
Thank you.
Thanking for what?
Because it's National Thank You Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot to be thankful for.
We have a lot to be thankful for.
Thank you.
Thank you's not enough.
Well, that is going to change today.
Happy National Thank You Day.
Ready?
I was born ready.
It's showtime.
I thought he said National Spank You Day. I got it so confused. I apologize. Hi there. It is The Mike Show. We're so happy you could join us right here, right now on radio434.com, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio 434 in cyberspace. Did I mess that up? Right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio 434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, it's really easy. You just enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
So hello! There
you go. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. So we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. And we take those show segments each day and repack them into a full-length podcast. You can listen to the podcast anytime you want. It usually drops around noon. So today's podcast will drop around noon today. And then you can listen to it anytime. And we've been doing the podcast repack now for, oh, good Lord, going on 4 years. And that's about 240 episodes a year for about 4 years. So there's tons and tons and tons of content that you can go back and listen to. It's like our virtual time machine. That's all there. So you can easily get it on the Alexa device by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. And you can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, even go to our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find the link to the podcast. Pretty much everywhere you get your podcast, you'll be able to find it. And if that isn't enough for you, we do a video simulcast on Facebook Live of each of the show segments. So you can watch this segment, you can watch the next segment, and so on and so on. You can go back, I think, about 28 days of segments. And that's all on our Facebook page, at The Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. We were over at Three Roads on Saturday night, and Chris Shepherd, fan favorite of ours, show favorite of ours, was performing. And Josh from the city helped out. He accompanied Chris on, I believe it was Don't Fear the Reaper. And he did, I mean, just beautifully. He totally recreated the cowbell scene from Saturday Night Live with Will Ferrell. If you would like to see it and experience it, go on over to our Facebook page, at the Mike Show VA. It is freaking hilarious. All right. Coming up on today's program, Monday edition, of course, we have your five random facts. Of course, we have your stupid criminals in da news. And we've got some good news for you as well. So here, there's a new trend. Couples are adding credit card machines to bars at weddings. Okay. So if going to a wedding isn't bad enough, we've got this. So we're going to talk about this. And I get it. I get the cost of a wedding. That's why I probably am never getting married again. Okay. well, should I? No. No, I'm not. Because there's so many downsides to it. Who knows? Maybe, you never know. But the costs are ridiculous. Just go and party with your friends. Anyway, we could go on and on and on about this, but we're going to talk about this new trend, and we're going to talk about our top list. Yes, we turned it into a top list. Top things that instantly ruin a wedding. All right, like a credit card machine at a bar at weddings, where you have you got it. Cash bar. It basically, yeah, it's a cash bar. You know, I mean, if you're invited to a wedding, especially if it's a destination wedding, isn't it supposed to be all inclusive? No. You have to pay. Yeah, because you have to pay for the hotel, and you have to pay for just about every with the exception of the meal, right? You don't have to pay. Yeah, you know, it's been a while since I've been to a wedding. Been a while since I've had one. All right, so all that and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
There's no better place for your wedding than Walmart's Lawn and Garden Department. Whenever someone proposes, then Walmart is here to say, out near our rakes and hoses is the place for your wedding day. We'll join you in matrimony with all the frills. We will hold your ceremony next to our grills. At Walmart, we don't just hitch ya, we'll help you to consummate. We picked out a tent to pitch ya near camping on aisle 8. Say I do right here at our place and put on a happy face.
It's the Mike Show Monday edition. Yeah, so there's a new trend. I don't think this is quite a new trend because this is basically just a cash bar, right? Well, anyway, let's read the story. 57% of couples opt to have an open bar at their wedding, which, quite frankly, they should, all right? But it's expensive, I get it. The average cost of alcohol at a wedding is about $2,400. So some couples opt to save money by asking their guests to pay for drinks. Okay, but now there's a new reason couples are setting up credit card machines at the bar. Oh, it's to help pay for the honeymoon? Ah, all right. One couple in the UK tried it. They used a credit card processing company that provided readers, like the ones they bring to your table at restaurants. There were also signs with QR codes with a message, don't be tight, pay for our flight. I'm not liking this already. I really... Yeah, A for effort on ingenuity. But isn't that maybe, you know, what... You should, if you're getting married, you should already be able to pay for a honeymoon. If you can't pay for a honeymoon, then you should opt to stay at home. And I don't know. I'm not down with this. I'm not down with it at all. But I'll continue reading the story. So, what was it? Oh, the couple said their proceeds would go towards their honeymoon in Mexico. They didn't reveal how much they made, but they said their guests absolutely loved it. They did. Oh, they did it instead of accepting wedding presents. I'm still not warming to the idea. They've been together for 14 years. They already have a house and a toaster. They didn't need more stuff. I get that. Okay. But just mugging for cash gifts? I'm still... Okay, so why the credit card readers? They said a lot of people don't carry cash anymore. I get that. And they figured they would just have some fun with it. They say their guests got more generous as the drinks started to flow. The company that they use, it's called LoPay, said they hope this catches on at wedding venues across the country. Anyway, that brings us to our top list. With this supposed new wedding trend of credit card machines to allow people to donate to the couple, and while there may be some guests who like this idea, there will probably be far more who find it obnoxious, like me. No, I'm not obnoxious. Well, sometimes I can be obnoxious. Anyway, let's press on. For more features that leave guests sneaking to the exit, check out today's list. It's our top list today. Top things that instantly ruin a wedding. All right, here we go. Number one, a cash bar. A father-daughter dance with heavy petting. Oh my. Top things that instantly ruin a wedding. The chicken dance. top things, it's our top list today. Top things that instantly ruin a wedding. A reception in the Ramada Inn conference room. A drunken groomsman speech that turns into a confession that the bride is carrying his baby. Top things that instantly ruin a wedding. A band that only covers music from the 80s. The 1880s. Top things that instantly ruin a wedding. A pastor who starts talking about wifely duties. He said duties.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Top things that instantly ruin a wedding. A punch bowl with something that that twitches floating in the middle. Twitches. Top things that instantly ruin a wedding. A garter that gets lost in the bride's ankle fat. Or gets stuck on the ankle bracelet. There we go. Top things that instantly ruin a wedding. A DJ who only plays It's a Mistake, and then Before He Cheats, and Love Stinks. Here we go. The Mike Show. It's what is today? Oh, yeah, Monday. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The Emmys took place last night. It's the one night every year when Hollywood honors its best TV shows by putting on one of its worst TV shows. A Humpty Dumpty statue was stolen from a New Jersey golf course. In defense of the thieves, they did save it from a great fall. The Pope canonized the Catholic Church's first millennial saint. He'll be the patron saint of selfies. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen made their first public appearance in a while. You can see it yourself by Google imaging meerkats. And a Rhode Island teacher was arrested for biting a student. So says the latest from Army Hammer Elementary. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really, really happy that you're joining us today, taking a look at Tower Cam position number 5. Looking up, Commerce Street, and then panning over to the river. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of 3 can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. Sugar rushes aren't real and are just psychological or a cultural effect of parental influence. Sugar does not affect behavior or cognitive performance, according to this. Sugar crashes are a real thing, but medically, it's rare. According to doctors, about 5% of us experience sugar crash. You're more likely to experience it if you do a tough workout on an empty stomach. Number 2. There's an urban legend that you swallow 8 spiders a year while you sleep. But it's not true. Almost every single person will swallow 0 in their lifetime. And it was made up by a writer. That urban legend was made up by a writer making fun of stupid urban legends and gullible people. Number 3, speaking of spiders, an average of 7 people die from spider bites every year in the U.S., and 3 times that many people
are killed by cows. And then, number four. how do you pronounce his name? I always get it wrong.
Matt Groening.
The guy from The Simpsons. He wanted to make a live-action Simpsons spinoff in 1994. Good God, it's been around for so long. But one of the reasons it fell through was that the network said it would be too expensive to pay for a joke that they wanted in the pilot, featuring a bunch of trained beavers.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Trained one.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
And then number five. Nothing with less than 10% alcohol was considered an alcoholic beverage in Russia until 2011. Is this Russia? This isn't Russia. Nothing with less than 10% alcohol. So it was classified, anything under 10% was classified as regular food.
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
That included almost all beer. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts. Yep. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, the Emmys were last night. So I guess we'll start off with host Nate Bargatze. He hyped a plan to keep the acceptance speeches short. Did it work? Nope. The show went long as usual. Instead of doing the traditional monologue and making jokes about the nominees, he went with this.
45 seconds. That's what you got. To start the show, I am going to donate $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of America. So if you stay 45 seconds, it stays at $100,000. Every second you go over 45 seconds, we will deduct $1,000 away from the Boys and Girls Club.
I know.
Can't change it. This is a game I made up, and these are the rules. So,
yeah. So after watching the entire show, it seemed that they may have spent more time talking about the 45-second rule and the charity tote board than if the speeches would have just continued. But anyway, since the acceptance speeches ran long, Nate's $100,000 donation was down to a negative number. So to get out of the red, here's how he ended the show.
CBS is going to add $100,000. I will give $250,000. It takes us to $350,000 to the Boys and Girls Club.
Look at that.
Thank you guys so much for being out here.
Oh, that was cool. All right. Three of last season's SNL cast did a cold open with Nate last night. It was a history sketch that they've done with him a couple times on the show. This time, he was the inventor of television, and they had questions about it.
I dreamed that one day there would be a channel for every interest. The Travel Channel for travel. The Food Network for food. And the History Channel
for history.
No aliens.
There won't be history on the History Channel, sir?
No. just as there will be no learning on the Learning Channel.
All right, let's do the, what do we got here? We've got the winner's montage from the 77th Annual Emmys.
The Emmy for lead actor in a comedy series, Seth Rogen, The Studio.
Lead actress in a comedy series, Jean Smart Hat.
For supporting actress in a drama series,
Catherine LaNasa.
For lead actress in a drama series, Britt Lauer.
For supporting actor in a drama series,
Trammell Tillman, Severance.
For supporting actress in a comedy series,
Hannah Unbinder Hatch.
For outstanding director for a comedy series,
Seth Rogen.
For the scripted variety series, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
For outstanding live variety special,
SNL 50, the anniversary special.
For outstanding talk show,
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
For best comedy series,
The Studio.
For lead actor in a drama series,
Noah Wiley.
For outstanding drama series,
The Pitt.
All right, there you go. Did we have, I think we had a bit about this. And, all right, here we go. For some reason, writers for award show presenters like beating a certain joke to death. It happened a few times again last night, so we'd like to give them an award.
And now, the award for most overdone joke at the Emmys last night. And the winner is the "you didn't win the award" joke.
Kathy received an Emmy nomination for her work.
Alan did not.
Did you win?
No, I did not.
And if I win, I promise to keep my speeches short.
So you already lost.
All right. Not everybody can be a winner, you know.
Yeah. All right. Musica. Now let's get past the Emmys. Let's go to viral videos. A Gen Zer made a presentation for his parents to teach them how to properly use the exclamation point while texting. Here's how he broke it down for them all.
Mom and Dad, I love you, but you need to get better at texting. So, when you emphasize something, it means you agree with what they are saying. You're in the same situation as someone ignoring you and you want attention. Let's go over an example. I sent this text, and I said, I'm at a bar with Alex Cooper, and you emphasized it.
I was excited for you.
That would mean that, like, you're also at the bar with Alex Cooper. Were you at the bar with Alex Cooper?
No, but I would have liked to have been.
This would be a great like. Give it a thumbs up.
No, I use the exclamation point as I'm emphasizing something. I'm, like, excited. I don't know what he's talking about. Gen X rules. A family in Germany is going viral after accidentally lighting fireworks instead of birthday candles for an indoor celebration. Here's the moment that the fireworks started to go off. Let's skip this. Let's do this. A drone was searching for missing dogs in Maine last week. Someone shot it out of the sky. Here's Rob Russell, the man who owns the drone service, talking about what happened to his equipment.
It both violates Maine statutes, but it's also a federal offense. So it is actually the same charge as shooting at or striking a plane full of people as a commercial drone. I can't use it, and it's going to be out of my use for a long time, and that affects what I do.
All right. Let's go to, what do we got? We're going to do that later. Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Over the weekend, it was National Peanut Day. That's actually September 13th. Here's comedian Andy Ritchie on the Planters mascot.
I think that's why Mr. Peanut's always kind of scared me. Like, even as a kid, like, Mr. Peanut is a little unsavory, and I don't know. The Planters mascot? Yeah, Mr. Peanut wears a top hat, a monocle, gloves, shoes, and that's it. He's got a bum leg. Like, he has to use a cane. Why would you invent a character and give them all these injuries? I think it's so I feel bad for him. It's like to, you know, gain pity sales or something. He's on the front of the peanut can barely holding on, like, I can't see, my knee hurts, buy my nuts. Like, put some pants on, then we'll talk. I don't do business with pantless peanuts. Now, topless cashews, on the other hand.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, firmly and vigorously, give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh, hi there. Time once again for stupid criminals in the news. I mean, I've heard of people banging on their ceiling to tell their upstairs neighbors to quiet down, but this is slightly a bit more aggressive. A 46-year-old guy in Calgary is facing charges after tunneling into his upstairs neighbor's apartment. The woman above him was out of town when it happened, but told police she'd been having issues with the guy downstairs. Her front door was still locked when she got home from her trip this month, but as soon as she went inside, she knew someone had been there because there was a huge hole in one of her walls. Police got a warrant to search the guy's place last Monday and found a hole in his ceiling with a ladder under it. Turns out he had gotten into the wall behind her fireplace and busted a hole in her drywall to get in. It's not clear if he just wanted to wreck the place or what, but he's facing some serious charges. Here, let me look at some pictures. These are up on Facebook. Here, let me zoom in just a bit. And if you want to check these out, you can go on over to our Facebook page, at the Mike Show VA. Goodness gracious. Why? Anyway, well, that's why they're called stupid criminals. Do we have good news or do we have another story? Let me scroll through real quick. Sorry for the delay. We should have done that one, by the way, the drone shot. There's sound. Here is on the tunneling charge. A man from Canada is facing charges after allegedly tunneling from his basement apartment into someone else's residence above him. Here's Inspector Keith Hurley talking about the allegations.
They had a difficult time getting inside their house because it had been locked from the inside. They were able to make entry inside the premise and then noticed a hole in the wall by the fireplace. Subsequent further investigation by themselves, they noticed another hole leading to the basement suite. Subject to a police search warrant on the basement basement suite residence. We found a ladder and another hole leading from that residence.
Good Lord. All right, there is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A woman in Cincinnati named Chicole Fox got married last month, and her landlord walked her down the aisle. She never knew her dad and didn't think it would matter, but she suddenly felt sad about not having someone there. So the landlord offered to walk her down the aisle. Here's Chicole with her landlord, Gil Pullman.
She's a tenant of mine. I'm the landlord.
When I thought about who would walk me down the aisle, trying to figure out what that looks like.
So I went back up to ask Chicole if I could escort her down the aisle. And she said, yes, 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 and on and on and on.
The music's playing. I'm getting ready to walk down the aisle. He grabbed my hand so tight, and it was a really good feeling. Like a wound had been healed in my heart.
Well, there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going? When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.